Sirs!
Take your places and be vigilant. If any noise or soldier you perceive near to the walls, by some apparent sign, let us have knowledge at the court of guard.
Sergeant, you shall.
Thus our poor servitors, when others sleep upon their quiet beds, constrained to watch in darkness, rain, and cold.
Lord Regent, and redoubted mercy by whose approach the regents of Artois, Walloon, and Picardy are friends to us. This happy night, sir, Frenchmen are secure, having all day caroused and banqueted. Embrace we then this opportunity, as fitting best, to quittance their deceit, contrived by art and baleful sorcery.
Coward of France, how much he wrongs his fame, despairing of his own arms' fortitude to join with witches in the help of hell.
Yes.
Traitors have never other company. But what's that Fusel whom they turn so pure?
Oh, a maid, they say.
A maid? And be so martial?
Pray God she prove not masculine ere long, if underneath the standard of the French she carry armor as she hath begun.
Well, let them practice and converse with spirits. God is our fortress.
Amen.
In whose conquering name let us resolve to scale their flinty bulwark.
Ascend, brave Talbot! We will follow thee.
We're not all together.
Huh?
Better far, I guess, that we do make our entrance several ways. And if a chance that one of us do fall, the other yet may rise against their force.
Agreed! I'll see yon corner.
And I to this.
And there will Talbot mount, or make his grave. Now, Salisbury, for thee, and for the right of English Henry, shall this night appear how much in duty I am bound to both.
On! On!
A minute.
I am glad we escaped so well.
Time I shall wake and leave our beds, hearing alarms at our chamber doors.
I think this Talbot be a fiend of hell.
Fish of hell, a heaven sure favor him.
Here cometh Charles. I marvel how he sped.
Oh, I thought Holy Joan was his defensive guard.
Is this my cunning, thou deceitful dame? This thou at first of flatterers withal, make us partakers of a little game, that now our loss might be 10 times so much.
Wherefore is Charles impatient with his friend? At all times will you have my power alike? Sleeping or waking, but that silver dealer will you blame and lay the fault on me? Improvident soldiers, had your watch been good, this sudden mischief never could have fallen.
But Duke of Alençon, this was your default, that being captain of the watch tonight, it looked no better to that weighty charge.
Had all our courses been as safely kept as that whereof I had the government, we had not been thus shamefully surprised.
Mine was secure.
And so was mine, my lord.
And for myself, most part of all this night, within her quarter. And mine own precinct. I was employed in passing to and fro about relieving of the sentinels.
Then how or which way should they first break in?
Question, my lord, no further of the case how or which way. For sure they found some place but weakly guarded where the breach was made. And now there rests no other ship but this, to gather our soldiers, scattered and dispersed, and lay new platforms to endamage them.
Talbot! Talbot!
I'll be so bold to take what they have left. The cry of Talbot serves me for a sword, for I have loaded me with many spoils, using no other weapon but his name.